This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
It's been maybe about 5-6 years since
okay,
that thing.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to find it again because you're right. That was good. I remember liking that a lot.
Beautiful dunk. That dude did like five of them like that. He did one for Goldberg. He did one for Taker. It was another. Oh, AJ had one, I think. Which.
So what did they do? Did they take Goldberg's name? No.
It was Pat Tanaka, Tony.
That's Pat Tanaka. We've been over this.
At Tanaka. Oh boy.
Was that trivia? Because that's a Pat Tanaka theme right there. I'm sorry.
I sat down and took some time to do this trivia. This is some good ass trivia tonight. There is five questions, and there's a tiebreaker if needed.
Did Tanaka really use that music before Goldberg?
Yes.
Like,
he did.
That's hilarious. Right? I love they give stock music to motherfuckers, and it's like.
Well, it was like Bobby Roode was supposed to get Shinsuke's music, but he didn't.
Correct.
He decided on taking something else. So yeah,
who knows? They had an idea for him. They had the glorious idea for him.
Yes.
You know what's glorious is the Packers driving once again with the ball up 14-0.
I need you to understand.
I just need you to understand. I'm off of work for 9 days, and I'm watching my team.
Good man.
Can't handle this game.
We joke a lot about the Packers. This is not that. Tonight, if Jordan Reed and Tucker Kraft don't give me 45 points, fuck that team. Because then I'm out of the fight.
Oh, that you're gonna do the fantasy football team thing right now to be salty. Okay.
I love the Packers. I think they're a fantastic team. But like right now, I need first place in this league badly.
Are you doing okay in your thing, Tony?
God damn it. I got to add someone.
We both lost in the chair shot league. I fell off the face of the map.
Did you go in third or some shit like that?
Right. Going into the last week of the regular season, I was second by one game.
Okay.
I lost every game in the last week of the season. I finished fourth, and I got demolished by Dan, DP.
Oh, damn.
I was going in that night. I was leading, and then Jahmyr Gibbs did Jahmyr Gibbs things, and I lost.
And well, then you just Montgomery hit him with that, got, damn, Daniel,
Montgomery,
was that your only
Montgomery got hurt in the game too, right?
I'm waiting to talk to him.
Okay.
Yes. Hurt my damn heart, man. I was looking forward to it. But
yes, Greg,
before I'm
Greg
in,
is, Greg is
I'm,
joining
I'm
us, by the
in
way.
One finals. I lost one playoff. I lost chair shot playoff. And if Tony's boys can do right, tonight, I'll be in another final.
And AJ and Dave is coming as well. Oh, hey, everybody's here. All right. AJ, I didn't know you were showing up since you and Dan didn't respond at all to me since Friday. So hold on. Let me see.
I responded.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I did not.
Messages. Go, PC Tunney.
Look in the chat.
Oh. Possibly let me check my schedule tomorrow. No, that's fair. I did not
look
respond.
Who it is. It's the boss man. Feels like forever. Who
it is. It's
your
the...
ass.
I, me too with you. I'm like, who is that guy? Oh, that's Andrew.
Fuck.
And who's the guy that looks like him? Oh, it's his brother.
Hey, look at that.
tell me right now, AJ doesn't look like what was the name of the dude that was Eric Bischoff in Ready to Rumble?
All this reverbal style. Wait, what?
Remember Ready to Rumble? Remember the guy that wore the cowboy hat?
It's funny.
I feel like he's actually getting ready to do commentary for TNA, is what he looks like to me. But
I was just gonna say,
kind of that's a good one. I like that one.
The way he's got his hair going and everything, like
yep. See that too.
Mm-hmm. So does that make Ray D'Von and you Bubba?
Well, that's racist. Why can't I be D'Von?
Because you're white,
brother. I'm saying
because you're white and Ray's black. That's why.
Duh.
Wow! Okay, you're right, but still.
This isn't even the first black guy you've worked with, Andrew. We've been through this before.
It's all right, Ray. We can both get the tables. I'm not going to make you do it, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being inclusive. Everybody wants to get the table.
We worked for a bunch of years on fixing that shit up. I'm not going to make you get the table.
No.
It's going backwards.
And in fact, we're both going to wear regular glasses.
So,
now, not the thick ones.
I don't even think Andrew knows where his glasses are.
I got the white glasses with the black. You got the black. No, we're going to get Invisalenses, okay?
Okay. I don't mind the Michael Jackson thing, though, that the black and white, like, that's good right there.
And this right here, back and forth between you two, and the fact that we have more people here than I expected is why my idea for the two of you to host this show is no longer an idea of mine, and I will be hosting this show.
You were going to host the whole time, Tony. What are you talking about?
Well,
I think we can kind of. You didn't even have a gift.
We can kind of keep everything a little bit more together that way. You guys can. I can hold back, and you guys can be outspoken.
You're not two pitchers of margaritas in this time? You have 9 days off, you said. Where the fuck are your pitchers?
Listen, I was waiting. I was studying. I had to get trivia together. AJ, I have trivia, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got trivia, too?
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
save it for DWR.
Oh,
okay.
Because this show doesn't need to be 3 hours. This show doesn't need to be 3 hours. So let's try and do an hour ish.
5 hours later, it's gonna be like the Cornette drive-through.
All right, everybody's
that
got
does
the
good numbers. Like you can't be mad at it. Like...
Everybody's got the rundown. Dave might jump on. Your favorite thing, Andrew, I've been recording the whole time, so we'll see where I cut this
out. Look at that! You're welcome.
I didn't even see that it said pot of war.
My present to the two of you. You're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Proud of you, proud at you.
So now,
really good.
Every year we start with a fun song, right?
Every year, like we do this annually. Come on.
This is at least the third year. At least the third. I think it's the fourth year, actually, because I think the last 2 years were Pot is War specials, and then the year before.
I think it's the fourth out of eight, yes.
It's the last 4 years. Anyway, a little advice for everybody this Christmas season. Listen up.
Christmas comes but once a year. And when it comes, it brings good cheer, a season of goodwill and fun. And yet, while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get restive and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be nice, you'll find that life is easy. It's Christmas. Take a tip from Santa's elf. The rest of us are doing our best to be jolly. So don't go looking like we swallowed a bunch of holly. Don't shout at carol singers and tell them to stop. Don't buy your presents from the Oxfam shop. For fuck's sake, be merry. Have another sherry. And try not to be a cunt, cause Santa's coming. Try not to be.
Try not to be a cunt.
See
comes.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome to 2024 Holiday Hijinks presented by TheChairShot.com right here on ChairShot Radio Network. My name is PC Tony. I am joined by a couple of fellows you hear me with nearly every single week on ChairShot NFL. It is my good friends Ray Cash and Andrew Belaz. You can follow them at It's Ray Cash and at IWC War Chief. Happy holidays, gentlemen. You got the cold open present from me. Did you guys bring me anything, either of you? No?
No, but it sounds like Rosemary Clooney got in the punch a little early before this show, so fucking hey, good on you.
You like that one?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, once I found it, I was like listening, and I was like, oh, I'm probably going to skip this one. And then they started saying cunt a lot, and they hooked me in. Dave, you missed it. You'll have to go back and listen. We'll get to you shortly. Ray, how the hell are you, buddy?
Hey. That's a lot of people here tonight.
Yeah.
This is going to be very fun.
We're going to have a good time.
If Tunny will let us have fun, I want y'all to know last time we did something like this, Tunny was the fun police. And me and Andrew and AJ got in so much trouble.
That's true. But we're back, so we're not in that much trouble because that was like a month ago. So
this is a good point, and it's later.
This is like your last chance to stay in the good school before we send you back. You know, you get on the bus and go back.
So I'm already gone.
All right, I won't show up to the holiday party. Show up tomorrow, this week. It's fine. It's fine.
I mentioned his name. Dave, you missed the song to start the show that I literally have labeled in my FUBAR section, Christmas Cunt. You'll have to check it out for yourself one of these days. But Dave Ungar, how the hell are you? Fresh off of Attitude of Aggression 300.
I'm just thrilled to be here. Christmas Cunt. I mean, that's... How are you going to top that? I mean, that sets a high bar right off the bat, Tony.
Well, I like to bring the pain. I like to bring the pain. Thanks for joining us, Dave. You can follow Dave at AttitudeAGG. Also, AttitudeOfAggression.com, right? Not .net, .com.
.com, yeah.
Okay, .com.
Hey, Ray, I just hope we can beat what we did yesterday on Bandwagon Nerds.
Don't give me hope. Don't give me.
There's a pop for Bandwagon Nerds. Go ahead and listen to that. That's every Monday morning right there on ChairShot Radio Network. The trivia trickster himself is joining us. He looked upset at me that I have trivia here. It looked like he had trivia as well. We can't.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Save it for the swaggies. How's that sound? Dave, can AJ do his trivia on the swaggies?
Sure.
I was about to say, but this trivia was specifically for Christmas. But you wanted to be the Christmas cunt.
I am the Christmas cunt. I will be the Christmas cunt, AJ. That's fine. Follow AJ at Phenomenal AJB and get his funky, phenomenal, fresh trivia every week on the DWI podcast. And joining us, I like to call him just the kingpin of thechairshot.com and the chairshot movement overall. He's also a wrestling promoter who had a really awesome show recently. So kudos to you, sir. I heard that went off wonderfully. But what is it? Big Daddy Greg now? Or is it Greg DeMarco 4-4? I don't know. What is your handle these days, Mr. Greg DeMarco?
It's at Greg DeMarco 4-4 on the Twitter. I think Big Daddy Greg is what I have on the Skype, which I've had for like, I don't know, 8 years or some shit like that. So, yeah, thank you for the well wishes. The event was amazing. It's called IZW Looks That Kill. You can go look it up on YouTube as we have all the matches that are uploaded. Doing very well. Of course, the one featuring Nick Nemeth, the former Dolph Ziggler, might be doing the best numbers, but we're very lucky to have him and have that event go off so well. And now we're off to the races on 2025. But yeah, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here for the Christmas hijinks and have some fun.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I want to wish everybody a tip top tet and a rockin' Ramadan as well. Kicking Kwanzaa involved in that as well. So, and here's the thing, folks, you know what, if you forgot to go out and get presents this year, be like, oh, we're celebrating Orthodox Christmas, so you've got like 3 more weeks, no big deal. Good for you. I just changed lives there. Andrew, you asked this first question that we have on the agenda today. You brought it up. You know what it is. I said, anybody have any ideas? Me, you, and Ray, and this was your idea. Would you like to ask the first question?
Oh, we're leading with that question.
Yeah, we're running right away with it.
Thanksgiving tie-in where you basically have to say something you're thankful for from a promotion you hate?
Here's the thing. I want to start by everybody being nice, and then it's probably all going to be downhill from there.
So we have to be nice before we can be naughty? Is this like trick or treat kind of thing? Okay. So, yeah. All right. Something nice about a promotion that I hate. AEW is giving people jobs and money. It's good that they're in business because people have money in their pockets and the economy is hard right now. So that's my nicety for AEW.
Keep getting them checks.
Asshole took my idea. Shit.
Dave, say something nice about a promotion you're not very fond of.
I think I'll go with Andrew on this one. I mean, AEW does put on some pretty good matches sometimes. Problem is no one's watching, but you know, that's just kind of the way it goes.
You can't say something nice about somebody and then immediately disqualify it with your next comment. Like,
welcome to Christmas, Greg. I mean, that's what we're doing here.
East Coast, Greg. You know we can do that.
I grew up on the East Coast too, so Greg.
There we go.
I was about to say all from the East Coast except Tony.
Yeah, so we understand negging how that works. You lead with the nicety, and then you smack them on the other side. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about
it. That was nice. The first thing you say was nice. Everything else is just the truth.
He also said that there's good matches. That means they
are good matches.
Sometimes.
So then it takes away from the match because it just moves.
Yeah, sometimes. It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it still make a sound? If two guys in AEW put on a hell of a match, does it matter?
Well, it falls finished with a Canadian destroyer.
Shows on cable every Wednesday.
But if the tree falls in Brooklyn, then it's a really bad book that they force you to read in high school, and you want to shoot yourself in the fucking face.
Greg, you only
that's true.
Greg, you were right. Greg, you were right the first time. The second time, you're just encouraging them. Just realize this.
He's an enabler. Greg's always been an enabler here.
Greg, the enabler, DeMarco. We figured it out.
Greg.
Aren't I the ultimate enabler since like we started this whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
All right. Listen, here's how we do this then.
Everything. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Greg.
You and I have enabled everyone, Tony. You and I have enabled the entire network.
With one phone call from a Target in Arizona. So, Greg, then tell everybody. Tell everybody how it's done and say something nice about a promotion you're not fond of.
Mine is also AEW, but it's the appropriate time of the year. It's the appropriate time of year for this conversation because I thoroughly enjoy the Continental Classic and have enjoyed the Continental Classic both years that they have done it. AEW has always talked about records and making wins and losses matter. The Continental Classic is actually when that idea comes to fruition. So I love when a wrestling promotion can make wins and losses actually matter for once. And so I really, the only time that I truly tune in and pay the closest attention to AEW throughout the year is the Continental Classic. And for the second year in a row, I found enjoyment in watching said Continental Classic. And I hope that continues next year.
See, guys, can be positive.
You watch Dynamite every week, Tony. So, I mean, come on.
You're so full of shit. You know what I do? If I remember, I turn it on, and then I tweet DM with you and DJ and tell you what's on, and then I change the channel.
Yeah, something was on the other night, and I left the room for a while, came back, and Collision was on. I'm like, ah, shit. Ugh. There it goes. You know, I just helped them out.
AJ, is it going to be...
You left the TV alone too long. How could you?
AJ, is it going to be 4-for-4 AEW?
Yeah, it's going to be 4-for-4 AEW, which here's the thing. Here's the nice thing that I'm going to say with AEW. We have competition. You can like whatever you want to like. If you like the AEW style of wrestling, that's perfectly fine. If you like the New Japan style, British style, WWE style, it's all well and good. Competition's always good for wrestling. Competition's good for practically anything that's competitive. So the fact that we have, like Andrew said, we have people that are getting jobs, you know, like Bobbert Lashley in the Hurt. Are they still the Hurt Business? No, they're not the Hurt Business.
Syndicate.
Hurt Syndicate. That's right.
And don't forget the founder and the god of AEW, Ricochet, the man with all the charisma and all the reasons for it being.
Also, I'm not going to lie. I love watching Okada as like this executive kind of person where it's like, oh, no, I broke it.
Bitch.
Like, there are good moments in AEW. The wrestling might not be what I like per se, but there are good and funny moments in AEW that I do appreciate, that I do rewatch because I need a good pop. If you're not popping yourself, come on.
What are we talking about here?
Mark the tape.
Well,
Mark
it's December now, so it's okay. We couldn't pop ourselves in.
Yeah, we couldn't pop ourselves AJ's last month. But
Christmas
now we can
give to me right there.
Destroy pop.
Ray, 5 for 5?
No, man, that would be different. A shocker, right? It's me. But also, I'm going to be different because Tony's listening, you know, because he's a sicko. And he right now is getting his burner Reddit ready to talk shit about us. So I figured, let me do something different. I'm going to talk about a company I don't hate, but I'm massively disappointed in, and that's New Japan.
Speak on it.
And I'm going to say positive. I still get excited every January 4th, even though I know I won't watch shit. And thank them for doing the two-night of Wrestle Kingdom because it's given us such a fantastic WrestleMania two-night situation. So shout out to them for that.
I'm going to lean on a character crutch in which historically I have despised TNA. And
I assumed you would. Okay, good.
So, and do you see how I predicated that though? I have thoroughly enjoyed TNA's involvement with the WWE and NXT. I think it's been excellent. I think it's beautiful for both companies. And I think that's how business is done between two adult companies. So take that last comment for however you would like to take it. Let's move on. We'll keep it rolling before we take our first commercial break. Next topic, favorite holiday related wrestling moment. And I will start. Mick Foley had a boiler room match with Santa Claus. I don't know if you guys remember this. He was feuding with the Mean Street Posse and Stephanie and Triple H, and they hired a guy to play Santa Claus, and Mick Foley was going to let him walk out of the boiler room and, you know, maintain both their egos. And the Mean Street Posse came in dressed as Santa Clauses, and then so did the New Age Outlaws, and Mick Foley ended up losing the match. And it was one of my favorite funny pre-show interviews with Mick Foley and Michael Cole outside of the boiler room, with Mick Foley using tons of Christmas analogies. It was just peak Mick Foley, and it was a really fun segment to see. So that is one of my funniest favorite holiday moments in professional wrestling. Let's go back around the other way. Ray, I know you're prepared. What's one of your favorite funny favorite holiday moments in wrestling? It doesn't have to be funny.
I'll give you two quick ones. One, I love the series. It felt like over 2 years that every holiday, the New Day and the Bar fought in like the Halloween Havoc match or the turkey match or something. And those matches were always hilarious and great because they had great chemistry anyway.
I feel like you mentioned the Bar, and you guys would be mad at me if you knew I had this and I didn't play it.
Yo, check it. All right, this has gone too far. Big Tony, let's hit them with the Bar. Ice, shamey.
All right, maybe we'll do that YouTube clip some justice. You people can go listen to the rest of it there. Ray, continue on.
The other one that brings so much joy to my heart was the fantastic Raw storyline of Alberto Del Rio running over Santa. That is one of the funniest things.
Forgot about that.
I've seen. Santa's just out there, just minding his business, chilling, and Del Rio's coming out to wrestle a match and happens to hit my boy Santa. And all night, everybody's mad at Del Rio for killing Christmas because he ran over Santa, who just happened to be at Raw that night.
So at one point, he was even wanted in the North Pole.
Yeah, like, they weren't even in the North. I think they were, like, in Georgia or something. It was random. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. Back when I liked Alberto Del Rio, I was a big Del Rio guy. So that was a fun time.
Greg, you got something for us here?
I do. Hopefully this comes through.
That's the real deal. Come on, Santa. And look at sacked. Whoa! Hey, wait a minute! What?
That, of course, being also Alberto Del Rio. Who knew that we'd get two Alberto Del Rio references in the same show, let alone the same segment? John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio from the Miracle on 34th Street fight. I don't know if that was in relation to the attack on...
That ended the night. That ended the night. Cena was mad and stuck up for Christmas, so he challenged him to a match at the end of the night. Yes.
So that was mine. I had another one, too, just in case somebody stole that one. But very much any of the sloppy hardcore matches they do, I hate. But if you put it around a holiday, all of a sudden it's fun. So I'm good with the Miracle on 34th Street fight.
If no one mentions your other one, make sure you drop it before we finish the segment. Dave.
Here to go.
What do you got, Dave?
Well, I got my favorite holiday-based wrestling kind of moment was 2018 TLC in San Jose, California. My 50th birthday, it took place. And that's the night Asuka beats Becky and Charlotte in the TLC match to win the SmackDown Championship. That was a pretty good card. Dean Ambrose beat Seth Rollins. They had like Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin in a TLC match that really wasn't a TLC match. It was just like, we're going to beat the shit out of each other with tables, ladders, and chairs, and Braun is going to get the pin. So that's a good way to spend my 50th birthday. I think some of the funniest stuff is like, Tony, we've been doing the Big Five project, and there's like, I forget what years they are, but there's like two Survivor Series in a row where they close the show with Santa Claus coming out and no one gives a shit.
No, no one
cares. It's just hilarious. Like, oh, Santa's here. No one cares.
No.
So,
because usually wherever they are for that show, it's not even snowing or anything. It's like 50 degrees outside.
Santa's here in Miami. Okay.
Well, different kind of snow. AJ, what's your holiday wrestling moment?
I don't know if it's just because I randomly was scrolling through social media at some point, but it's not going to be WWE related. Granted, I always like the tribute to the troops just because they were always kind of enjoying and just jolly, and no pun intended. But the one that came on my feed recently that I'm like, oh my God, I remember this, sadly, just watching like old videos, is TNA. Christian Cage was feuding with Jeff Jarrett, making fun of him, where it's like, who wears white after Labor Day, where like puts on white jeans and everything? He has like the little ukulele for the guitar and everything. Tracy Brooks is like Santa's little helper, and he's like just shitting on him the whole time, like does the strut and everything, has the blonde wig, has the sunglasses and everything. Jarrett comes out and just blasts him with the guitar, just Merry Christmas from TNA. It's probably mainly for Tracy Brooks being Santa's little helper, though.
So you enjoyed a slap nuts Christmas.
Choke on that.
Chestnuts, slap nuts. Andrew?
I'm also going to deviate away from WWE and go more to my gimmick of Japan. And and probably mention the Pro Wrestling Noah Joyful Gift, like costume battle royal Santa stuff that Misawa and Taue and Kobashi used to do, where they'd actually get in like full regalia and hand out presents to like the kids in the audience and get in and wrestle in Santa outfits. So it's just, it's cute. It's wholesome. There's no story. There's no like, you know, Tracy Brooks gigantic titties. So like that's memorable. Don't get me wrong, but
that's the gift that keeps on giving, bro.
I mean, why do you think Kaz still looks like he's 30?
Every time I hear Bubbly,
all that calcium.
Every time I hear full regalia, I think of Django, by the way. So I hope it's not the same full regalia.
I really doubt that a bunch of Japanese guys dressing up like Santa would be the same regalia as Django. But, you know, we could always consult Tarantino and DiCaprio and see what they think.
Hey, man, look, American culture is crazy.
I don't disagree with you, but still.
Well, here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. It's going to be the only commercial break that I put upon you, the listener. Do not be mad at your favorite streaming service if there are other commercials. Wink, wink. Greg DeMarco, AJ Belaz, Andrew Belaz, Ray Cash, Dave Ungar, and myself, thank you for joining us for Holiday Hijinks 2024. Before we go to commercial, don't forget to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Might be too late to order that for yourself and a gift for somebody else for the holidays, but why not spend that cash you got in that card from grandma on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And like I said, Orthodox Christmas is around the corner. We got Valentine's Day. We got Easter. I mean, there's never a bad time to give someone the gift of a prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot t-shirt. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to Holiday Hijinks. I feel like now that we've had the commercial break, there might be more hijinks. I'm not encouraging it, but I feel like it might happen. Andrew, speaking of hijinks, let's come back around the horn here. And I want to ask you...
I'd be offended if it wasn't accurate, but continue.
Your best wrestling-related gift you have ever got or given? It could be yourself. You act like you haven't seen this list already.
I saw the list. I just don't give wrestling gifts, really. So, like, I'll say got because the rest of the group is bad at trivia, especially since AJ left, was the replica WWE Championship belt for my group's trivia because I've held that for the last 5 years, roughly, because they're dumbasses and they can't fucking guess.
Confirm.
And you know what? I guess in a way, the gift that I gave probably to AJ would have been forcing him to come along with me to those like MLW live events and then making him interact with people like Jacob Fatu and stuff like that, because he was a nervous little bitch boy. You probably remember that in the beginning of DWI. You know, he likes to get in his own head and gets. He was young, he was impressionable, he was nervous. It was cute but annoying. So like he had to grow out of that.
Everyone enjoys your on-air commentary of them, Andrew.
A nervous little bitch boy.
Bitch. Love it.
Wait. You like that? I got the whole thing. Hang on.
Bitch.
The punctuation from EO makes it better. So do you agree or disagree, AJ?
Oh no, I don't disagree, because I'm just like, God, what the fuck do I ask them? And you just ask this.
I told you.
That was literally what happened. Well, I was like, God, what questions do I ask? And then Andrew just gives me the first line, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then we ran with it. Like I was able to finish like a motherfucker, but
I have a problem, though.
AJ's wise man. That's how that works.
I have a problem, though. I gave you a question to ask Hammerstone, and you wouldn't ask him.
He asked other
because
questions.
Because Hammerstone was like the giant scrum that was so fucking dysfunctional. I couldn't ask him about like the onion hair, I think you said, or something about Brock versus him. I don't remember exactly what the fuck you
said. It was
something
about an oil.
I couldn't ask it.
It was something about an oil check. All right, let's get back to the topic. Let's get back to it. It was
like a baby oil when he was on his Hulk Hogan tan.
Have you ever
bullshit?
Been to a Diddy party?
Yeah. What?
All right, AJ, since we're conversating here, what's the best wrestling gift you've ever gotten or given?
Gotten, I'm pretty. I know Andrew might have forgotten this one. The very TNA Christmas that we got, where we had like
that.
Five different TNA shirts that we got. It was like 2010 or something.
You stole mine.
Like that.
I can't pick it anymore.
And no, I stole the asshole shirt. Different.
AJ got five t-shirts.
Given, however, I think the best wrestling gift. It's not Christmas related, but DeMisses, DeChantel's brother, really wanted to go to SmackDown. In like February this year. So I'm like, all right, let me see how much the tickets are. Ticketmaster had them for like $60 in the nosebleeds. Apparently they rescinded their tickets. So we're like, shit, what are we going to do? We just went to the Delta Center, the Jazz Stadium, the hockey club stadium now. And there were two tickets left, but they were $150. So we're like, do we do it? Sure, we'll do it. Right behind Wade Barrett and Corey Graves at commentary. And this was the first night that Rock aligned himself with the Bloodline. So we saw Hollywood Rock call all of Utah inbred and because they have like 50 girlfriends and they're all their sisters or sisters-in-law. And then since this was also the SmackDown before Elimination Chamber, I got two nights of SmackDown for $150. So that's probably the best gift I've ever given wrestling related.
No, that's a good one. I remember you telling that story and being very jealous, you son of a bitch.
No. I know Andrew's jealous because of the one thing that's actually behind me on that shelf.
Dave, what's the best wrestling gift you've ever given or gotten?
Oh, gosh. Probably my daughter got me like a really cool Macho Man Randy Savage t-shirt a few years ago. It was the cream of the crop one, and he's actually holding the little coffee thing and all that kind of stuff. And you know, as you know, Tony, well, all you guys know, I'm just a mark for the Macho Man. So to actually get a Macho Man Randy Savage t-shirt, you know, for Christmas from my kid, that was pretty cool. I that's one of my favorite shirts out there. I mean, I bought a bunch of them. I don't think I've ever given anybody like a real, maybe I got myself some good stuff, like take us to some event or something, but not a lot wrestling related for the holidays, Tony.
Well, it's just a gift, a wrestling gift you've ever gotten or given. Ray, how about you?
I mean, I'll give you guys the gift of my knowledge. And I give Ray the gift of hope.
Just wait. So, you know. Just wait.
He does
just,
have a really stealing, good record in trivia.
You're nearly infringing on my gimmick of what I've given to people over the last decade. Ray, go ahead. No, Dave,
can we
behave.
Refund that?
No,
can we
AJ,
that
behave. Ray, go ahead before they misbehave.
But you got to unmute yourself, Ray. I hope you know how to do that.
That's important, right? That's a big deal. Thank you. Yeah, I've never done this before. Before I came to this family that I've been so lovingly welcomed into, I was writing and podcasting for another site. The site where I met my brother and one of my best friends, Kyle. So Kyle decided to do something for me one Christmas that just out of the blue. He messaged a lot of people. Some of you on this call may have been a part of this. I know Greg was. And asked them if they had any old wrestling shirts. And his mom, who was a seamstress, knitted me this fucking quilt. From a bunch of my wrestling friends on the internet.
That's fucking awesome.
And he sent that to me as a Christmas gift. And she had this crazy hilarious wrestling little fabric that she put on the back of it, and she knitted me a pillow somewhere around here that goes with it too. Yeah, man, I cried like a baby, bro, because it was completely unexpected. I don't think I can get a better gift than that.
No,
so everybody
awesome.
Who was a part of that, I will love you until the end of time. I already did, but even more. And like, that's the dopest thing that you could ever give someone like me. Cause I don't want for nothing. I don't need anything, but that's something like my kids are going to have that, and their kids are going to have that, and their kids are going to have that. So, yeah.
It's so funny too, because one of those shirts I sent in, and I remember when I got the message from Kyle, I was like half like, this is amazing. And half like, you asshole, I could never be as good of a friend as you are right now, Kyle. Yeah, like Kyle, he, friend of the decade, friend of the century award with that move.
Legit. He's hard to beat when it comes to like stuff like that. So, but I've been blessed. All you guys have been a big part of my life for however long it's been. So, you know, something like that just reminds me every day when I look at it, like, I got good people on my side.
All right. Everybody's crying now. Everybody's blubbering. Ray made everybody cry.
me at a single tear.
I won't make Greg follow that great story because no one will top it. But I'll go. I have.
I could.
No,
I
that's
could.
Fine. You can go last. It's fine. This is brief. Okay. I think 1991 it was, or late winter. Hogan's the champ, I believe, then, if you took it from Sergeant Slaughter, right? at Royal Rumble?
WrestleMania 7.
No, but I'm saying like in February, he'd just beaten Sarge for the title.
Of 91?
91 at Royal Rumble, he beat Sarge for the title.
Who?
Man,
Hogan?
If only we had a show that covered
Yeah, if only we had a show that covered this shit. Hogan beat Slaughter at WrestleMania 7 for the title. Slaughter beat Warrior at Rumble 91.
Okay, I don't remember when it was. Hogan had the title.
You know, Tony, maybe you should come on this Big Five project.
I'm on like
sometime.
All of them.
You might learn
fucking
something.
Shut up. I'm trying to remember what year this was that I went to this show.
Hogan
but...
had it in early December of 91, but then he got stripped by Jack Tunney due to controversy.
So it's probably 92 then. He probably had it in February of 92, right?
No, he didn't.
No.
Flair had it in 92.
Flair had it by 92.
All right,
Hogan
well...
had it in March of 91.
Actually, you know what?
And he held
you
it until
You should know your uncle took
November
the title from him.
Yeah, your Poon Slaying uncle took
maybe
the
this
title.
Was,
yeah,
maybe
Jack
this was 90.
Tunney, your uncle, that
maybe,
piece of
okay,
shit.
Here, let me tell you for sure. Maybe it was 90. I know he had the belt in February of 90. Anyways.
Yes.
So yes. I'm going to a house show at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, and there the tickets are the gift I have gotten from my stepdad, and there's a blizzard. And a lot of the guys didn't make it in, so much so that, like, there's a couple like hometown guys wrestling in the beginning, and they actually have a battle royal with the guys that are there. But finally, Hulk Hogan has entered the building. The ladies behind us spilled their nachos all over us. I got a Hulk Hogan t-shirt. Hogan
Is that a euphemism or the actual nachos?
No, that actually happened. And
Just
then,
checking.
You Hogan,
know, if you get
Wisconsin,
all the nachos
I don't
stuck
know
together,
what euphemism
you get all the nachos stuck together, Andrew, it's one nacho.
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. And
no,
I don't,
no, this is a Wisconsin euphemism, yeah. Not a Utah euphemism. That's Mormonism.
Hey,
there.
Dave.
All
Dave,
the nachos are one.
Dave, I don't answer the door when I'm eating either. But it was a really, yeah, I know what you guys are talking about. But it was a really fun show. It was really cool to see Hogan and Mr. Perfect. It was a great match. It was really, really cool.
That's good.
Greg.
So, and I don't mean to, like, say that I was going to beat Reyes. I'm not, but I think it's equivalent.
But take this,
by all means.
A
couple years ago, I want to say it was maybe 2021, Christmas 2021, maybe 2022. My wife and I did one of those where, like, you have, like, seven gifts you have to buy each other. It was a Target trip, whatever. And she got me this Roman Reigns wrestling figure, which is just, you know, your normal run-of-the-mill Roman Reigns wrestling figure. Wreck everyone and leave, but she doesn't give a shit about wrestling. My wife hates wrestling. But when I was diagnosed with leukemia, we quickly looked up and saw that Roman Reigns has the exact same leukemia as I do, as you all know. So he is a source of, I don't know, strength, hope, whatever, because, you know, he's on top of the world and he has the same exact thing that I do. And so that figure literally lives on my work desk, which is like 6 feet over there, and has been there ever since she got him for me. So that's my gift. A $14 action figure from Target is
so
my
that,
special holiday gift.
Does oh, that yeah. make you the pseudo Samoan sex machine?
I'll take it. Yes, it does, Andrew. Yes, it
yeah, great.
Does.
Let's
which means you all have no choice but to
acknowledge me.
Way to make them take two there, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. See, I can be nice on occasion.
Does anybody acknowledge Solo on the call, by the way? If anybody acknowledges Solo on the call, I need Tony to remove them.
I barely acknowledge WWE. Come on.
Well, if Jacob Fatu shows up, Greg, and acknowledges Solo, we might have to let him stay.
Jacob,
I love you, Solo.
I
love you, Solo.
I love you, Solo.
I love you, Solo. Like, if he were to retire tomorrow, he'd need to go to the Hall of Fame just for that.
That's true.
Get you a man that
That's
loves you as
shirt.
Much as Jacob Fatu loves Solo.
So this is a perfect transition.
On a shirt.
This is a perfect transition because
it really should.
Not only are we going to talk about someone you want to impress you in 2025, Andrew added the addendum that Greg, AJ, and Dave are unaware of, someone that impressed you in 2024 as well. So I'll go first, Ray can go second, Andrew third, and then you three can kind of add that missing piece of the puzzle that wasn't in your criteria beforehand. But for me, someone that impressed me in 2024, Chelsea Green, I'm so happy for her. She's been dynamite with her character and knows exactly who she is, and that's why she's so good with it, right? And I'd love to see Piper Niven kind of springboard off of that with her. And someone who I want to see impress me in 2025 even more so and kind of get into their own storyline and maybe a title somewhere is Jacob Fatu. I want to see what he looks like branching out from underneath that kind of faction. Like, even if it's just like storylines on his own while he's still within that faction. So I know there's plenty of great choices out there besides those two, but that's who I'm going to pick there. Mr. Ray Cashington, still the first sticking with us through the end of the year. He was
Ray,
reintroduced.
Ray Prime. He's
Ray Prime. Ray Prime was reintroduced on Bandwagon Nerds by Patrick on Sunday. We haven't seen him in a long time. We've seen a lot of different Ray Caches, but not Prime.
Don't listen to that shit Patrick be pushing. It's the same dude every damn weekend. Hey, don't
you
know what
Chris,
numbers you want to throw on
Cristobal at your holiday party, buddy. So, you know.
Cristobal.
I've known for 20 years not to listen to anything Patrick says or does.
Yeah, there it is, folks.
We laid on the train, my boy.
We're kind of forced, Greg.
I know you are. That's my fault, too.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'll give you three people, tag team and a wrestler that I was super impressed with this year. Liv Morgan impressed me because I knew she had it, but she put it together and is legitimately a top level star now. And she always had all of the pieces, but she gets it now. And the in-ring work is matching the character. She's a made man forever. And a tag team that I wanted to hate all year, and they get on my last nerve because they never lose, and I expect them to lose every time, Fraxium. Nathan Frazier and Axiom, if you watch NXT, have just been throwing, pardon the pun, shame over, banger after banger after banger. And the storylines that they're doing is annoying as hell to me, but it's working because I instantly care about every match they have. And I tricked myself into not knowing why. Well, I knew why the whole time, but I'm just so into the story. So those are guys that I was impressed in 2024. 2025, I'll just throw a few names out. Ludwig Kaiser, look out for him. Tavion Heights, super duper star, look out for him. Shout out to the boy Brody King in AEW. Miscast as a member of, as a tag team dude, fantastic guy. A guy that I think all of us love. I know the Belay love. Mike Santana, I think he's going to have a big year as a singles guy this year. Mance Warner, who's been having big years forever, but might be the year he gets signed as with the big contract. And all of the damn NXT women. The NXT women's locker room may be the best locker room in the business. Top to bottom. They are amazing, from literally the first woman who just started her first match to Roxy and Julia and Stephanie. Like, they're amazing. So there you go.
Just to go back on one of the things that you said just before it becomes old news, Fraxium could actually accomplish on the main roster what they want, DIY, Motor City Machine Guns, all those teams to accomplish. I because those are dream matches for me. I'd rather see them down in NXT where they'd have the time. But Fraxium to me is actually that high speed, high impact, high flying tag team that could actually take WWE by storm like no one has since really London and Kendrick. So,
Greg, were you bummed when the Guns got called to the main roster? Because I'm so stoked for them as people, because they deserve it as a team and what they've done. But I thought they were going to be the team that went back and forth to Fraxium for a few weeks.
Liked to have seen some of that in NXT. The only thing I take solace in the fact is that with this transfer window and how they do love to move people around on occasion to NXT, that potential is still there. But yeah, I definitely want to see Fraxium and the Machine Guns sooner rather than later. And given how Fraxium is pretty much running through everybody, why not have the Guns?
Yeah, but why not do what they're doing and get main roster viewers ready for them when they come up and feud with these teams in those kind of matches, right? Like, it doesn't do any good for the main viewer. Like, I mean, I'm supposed to know everything all the time, and I don't watch NX fucking T, man. So, like, even people like me, get the main roster ready for it. Dave, don't shake your head. And don't chime in that I watched. Don't, Dave, Dynamite, fuck, Tony. I knew it. This motherfucker, I wasn't even going to invite him.
In support of Fraxium going to the main roster, if that's where we have to see it. SmackDown's moving to 3 hours. Raw will probably go back to 3 hours. Remember, this three-hour broadcast always had an extended tag team or six-man tag team match.
Yep.
Fraxium could actually have some time to grow on television with three-hour broadcasts on TV.
You're guaranteed to have 2 15-minute matches just for the purpose of having good matches.
And sometimes like 30 commercials and everything. Like, you just never know. So. Yep. Count me in. I think that that format change, while some people don't like it, and I saw Tony's reaction, that's why I DVR it and watch later.
It was inevitable. We're just enjoying it while it is right now. I just so amazing to have 2 hours. Yeah. Anyway, we'll keep rolling here. Andrew, what about you?
I loved all the tangential Motor City Machine Gun topic, because I was going to do the same thing as Ray, where I was going to mention a tag team. And the Guns have been my boys forever, since 01, since TNA. They are the only team that comes close to that Steiner's, like, top of the mountain for me personally when it comes to tag teams. So seeing the fact that they got their flowers on, like, their third match in WWE, they got the titles, and they just recently dropped them. Sure, that's not the point. But, like, the guns are establishing themselves as something legitimate, another old-school TNA holdover, because that's kind of what, like, SmackDown definitely turned into, was like TNA 2009, because, you know, you got AJ, you had Bobby Roode for a little bit, you got the Guns now. Like, it's so fun. And it's also really cool to hear TNA stats mentioned, like, before AJ got hurt and he came on. Like, they mentioned that he'd had a Noah match against Marufuji. They mentioned that he was an X Division champion. They mentioned that he was an IWGP champion. Like, it's just really cool to hear them giving acknowledgement to TNA, and TNA kind of taking a while to blossom in the WWE crowd. But, like, it proves that people that have been a fan of TNA for the last 20 years or whatever weren't completely wrong. It just took a while for WWE to see it and, like, ascend them. But so guns are my 2024 tag team that I'm happy that something happened with them. When it comes to a singles wrestler, I could go a couple different ways. I love the fact that Jacob Fatu showed up and he's finally in WWE, because, like, we love Fatu. Like, we love Jacob, not even solo. Like, I think AJ and I, after our MLW experiences with Jacob, love Jacob more than Jacob loves Solo. That's how this one works. And it's not even like a Twilight thing. We don't even mean Jacob and Edward. We mean Jacob Fatu more than Solo. So, like, it's just like, we love Jacob.
Reference point with that, because I got to interview Jacob for MLW. One of the last things I said is, all right, one last question, and I wish I can get you a beer right now, but you have a match to do. He was doing War Chamber. And we still owe him a drink.
That's, well, like, maybe someday you can. I will say this. First of all, I heard you did a great job in that interview. Not nervous at all. Second of all, have you seen the meme Have you seen the meme of Jacob Fatu where he does the I love you solo and then it cuts to Han Solo just looking at the camera going, I know.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
So good.
I think the cutest thing you've said tonight, though, AJ, is that you were afraid that he wouldn't want to drink because he was about to have a match.
He especially rejected it.
I didn't
want to ruin
it.
That's the excuse he used. He that rejected
is.
It because
that is what I said.
Oh, okay.
Granted, AJ I would have like right it. Away, but
AJ said it because somebody right before him or like two questions before him said something similar about, hey, can I get you a shot? And he goes, no, I'm working. So AJ used that as a pivot that he paid attention to what he said and said, I know you're working, so I can't get you this, but I want to get you a drink, kind of thing. So it was good shit. It was clever. I'll give him points on that one.
And then AJ pivoted and drank it himself. Well, good job.
Damn right I did.
You're damn right he did. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we watch Tajiri big time some random doofus on a different fucking website. Like,
oh my god, that was hilarious. dude was marking for Tajiri. He just won the equivalent to cruiserweight. I can't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head. Is it middleweight? Okay.
Yes.
But as soon as he won it, he's like hanging out with like some of the crowd members, and then dude that was next to us asking us all the MLW questions is like, oh, I'm gonna go get a picture with Tajiri, and I just sat there and I'm like, good luck, bud.
No, I laughed and I hit you and went watch. Tajiri just big timed him and walked away. It was fantastic. But when it comes to individual wrestler, I'm gonna give it to Jordynne Grace for 2024 because people loved her in WWE. She made a big splash with the Rumble when you had Jade and Bianca and that whole look, so that's good for her there. She had a decent run at NXT where she proved to be a challenge for Roxy, and it could extra bullshit needed to like stop her from winning that match. So I think Jordynne's on the ascent to like do something really great, so she's my 2024. And to pivot to who I think is going to be big in 2025, by hook or by crook, for better or for worse, I'm interested in Tessa Blanchard because I want to know if she is actually a little reformed, because I've seen a few people talk about it, and it's kind of the opinion that I have. Everybody kind of deserves a second chance. It seems like she has gone about it the correct way and made apologies and tried to kind of clear her name and clean up her act. So if she's trying to become a better person, this is a lot of if because I didn't see it myself, so it's just third, fourth, fifth hand knowledge. But if she's actually making the correct strides to be a better person, like what she did when she was 24 or younger should not affect her because she's almost a 30-year-old woman. Like nobody wants to be assessed as a human on the decisions you made when you were like in your early 20s. Like nobody makes smart decisions between the age of like 17 and 24. Like you can't tell me that anybody on this call is the same person they were in that like right out of high school kind of age range. So she deserves a second chance. If she falls flat on her face and she's still a piece of shit because her last name is Blanchard, because her dad was difficult too, sure, that happens. Fucking A. But like if she can actually turn it around, I'm interested to see that.
Very interesting, Andrew. I like it. I mean, we'll probably be talking about that as time goes on here and see what kind of opportunities she's going to have come her way. Dave, what about you?
So I'm going to give you two that I was impressed with this year just to kind of create some intrigue for the Swaggy Awards. I don't want to give it all away. But they're both from NXT, and they're both the main champions. Roxanne Perez and Trick Williams. Have been really impressed. People I've been impressed with this year, especially like Roxy, who took that heel gimmick and just ran with it and made it her own and became this standout superstar to the point that, yeah, we can put her in there with the likes of Julia. We can put her in there with the likes of Stephanie Vaquer, and she'll hold her own, and it's working. Mm-hmm. And Trick, who just kind of like was just a sidekick to Carmelo Hayes forever, and then he breaks out, gets, you know, and he should always be thankful for Booker T for putting him over as big as Booker T did with that theme song. I've been so impressed with those two champions right now. I mean, they really NXT had a big resurgence this year, and those two are as responsible as anybody. I mean, I agree with what Ray said about the women's locker room is simply quite possibly the best in the world. As far as who I'm looking forward to in 2025, this is Tiffy's year. I mean, once she cashes in and gets that title, she is going to be on a different level entirely. And I think she's earmarked for superstardom. Like I think we talked about it on one of your shows, Tony, talk about it. She's going to turn face when she cashes in, and she's going to be Dynamite in that role. So
Stardom and Dynamite are different shows, Dave. You need to stop this. Like, she can't be on Stardom. She can't be on
Dynamite. Yeah, but see, I would watch Stardom. I would never watch Dynamite, Andy. Because Tony's got the market cornered on Dynamite. Oh, so I'm not watching that shit.
All right, you're done. Does she have the prettiest moonsault ever, Dave?
I mean, from the standpoint of watching somebody who looks like that execute it, yes. Is it the best moonsault ever? Probably not.
I thought you were going to say from the standpoint of watching from behind.
Well, yes, when you're from the standpoint of dead ass, yeah, it's the prettiest moonsault ever. There you go.
There we go. AJ, what do you got?
Let's see. Who impressed me this year? I mean, I love the fact that, you know, like everyone said, Guns are getting their flowers. Fraxium has been unstoppable in NXT. Roxy is just doing amazing in NXT as well. She didn't need Cora Jade, but it helps with the whole kind of chicken shit persona that she is slowly starting to develop as a heel, which I appreciate. So I'll probably piggyback and say Roxy, because I've always been impressed with her even since ROH. As for who I'm looking forward to in 2020, don't fucking give me those air quotes, Drew.
Impressed. Yeah, she's cute. We know. Continue.
And well, the other thing that I'm going to say for 2024, especially since we have Big Dave here for the Swaggies, and it is a decade of dad ass, my pick for dad ass of the year for last year, Gigi Dolin coming back, thank God.
Stop it. You know it's Liv Morgan. She smells like pork roll from the screen. Like, you know, she's a scratch.
But I can smell the New Jersey from her. No.
I know, that's the point. Like, she scratches and sniffs, you go, ooh, pork roll.
I left New Jersey for a reason. I don't want to smell New Jersey. That's why I'm
looking for pork roll in Utah.
Children. AJ, 2025.
But 2025, you know who I'm looking forward to? And it is an NXT guy. Because I forgot how good he was when he was in another company, and that's All Ego, baby. Ethan Page. I want to see how well he does. I want to see him in the Royal Rumble coming up in the main roster, and again, that chicken shit heel. We don't really have that chicken shit heel that looks imposing or impressive. Ethan Page, he's got it. He All Ego all the time, baby.
The feud between Paige and Javon Evans can be something that can, like, lift that brand. Just once, yeah. for those of you who don't watch, it can be amazing.
You're right.
Greg, finish off the topic.
So, Roxanne Perez was definitely at the top of my list, but you guys have already covered that one pretty well. I will stay in NXT, though, with Oba Femi. Oba is literally, sorry, Ray, he is literally top of the mountain material in terms of long term in WWE for years to come. Like, they're not rushing him, which I'm so glad. He's going to be Trick for that title at some point, so Trick can go to the main roster. By the way, Trick can also thank WWE's theme production for putting the Whoop That Trick sound track in his theme song. Because that got him so over quicker than Goldberg. But he backed it up in the ring, so I'm not claiming anything. Trick would have been on my list as well. But Oba is
you just had to mention him, didn't you, Greg? You just had to mention him.
Can we said it once? It's fine.
Goldberg. And I'm sorry that about
Beetlejuice.
I said it three times, Tony.
I've only heard two.
Who played Santa? Is Santa Slay?
So wait, is Goldberg, like, instead of Beetlejuice, is it Beetlejuice?
I can't stop. This one I can't stop. It has 27 seconds. I can't stop it. You guys activated it.
This is Pat Tanaka's theme. I don't know what you're doing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It was Tanaka's theme before Goldberg's.
Was it really?
Yes, Pat Tanaka's theme. It was the same one either when Scott Hall debuted.
Of course,
or
the
Kevin
other
Belay
chimes right
in. No idea. I had no idea. All right. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So, So Obafemi, number one. My 2024, one of mine is actually Ethan Page, Adam, because, or AJ, because Ethan Page, when he showed up in NXT, I'm a huge Ethan Page fan. Back in the OG days of Patrick and I podcasting, he would come on the show and literally pull up 411 Mania to show that he was reading it. Like, he was great back then, and I was so happy when he started to make it. Even when he just made it in TNA, I was so happy. And to see him come to NXT and do the job he did, like some wrestlers would want to go to NXT and be like, I was on TV for AEW. I don't need to go to NXT. But he went in there. He took to his role. Now he's having no problem losing, and that is something that you need to be willing to do in WWE. So I love the 2024 that Ethan Page has had. I am going to go over to AEW for 2024, even though it's in the first half of the year, and that is Swerve Strickland being world champion. I loved Swerve's job in the first Continental Classic, and the fact that they put the world title on him was amazing. Also, shout out to the run that Samoa Joe had as world champion. I was very excited to see that early in the year in AEW as well. In terms of 2025, a lot have been said as well. He could have been a 2024 also, but Bron Breakker, to me, is a dark horse, honestly, to win the Royal Rumble. I know it's probably going to be CM Punk or whatever, and I hate when they make the Rumble winner so obvious, but I would love for Bron Breakker to pull out the Royal Rumble win. I also think he could have been a 2024. By the way, another 2024 shout-out is Jey Uso. Great year for Jey as a singles guy. I love that he got the last entrance at the War Games. My other 2025 people or persons to talk about is the person who I actually believe is the greatest women's wrestler on the face of the planet, and that's Stephanie Vaccaro. I know that right now everybody's gaga over Julia in NXT, but to me, I think long-term, Stephanie Vaccaro is going to be the bigger star of that duo that came in, and she's just the most believable wrestler in the ring right now for me, man or woman. So just watching her, watch her work and watch closely. Like she, I don't know who trained her and what her training was, but she works the right way in terms of believability. And that's why I think she's going to go far in WWE, because someone like Triple H is going to see that and love that. And NXT as a whole, NXT is my favorite wrestling show. It's my favorite show to watch. And I can't wait to see what they do in 2025 with the CW, with more shows on the road, with the eventual move to UFC Apex, spoiler alert, all of that coming to fruition in 2025. I just think that brand is going to continue to ascend to new heights, and they've got the talent to do it. And just, it truly is the pipeline for WWE, and I can't wait to see what they do next.
Oh, great take. Great take by everybody.
Stop watching Dynamite, Tony, and tune in to NXT sometime.
Watch Dynamite. Yeah,
You can do both.
All right, I get it.
Like, everybody talked about NXT except you, buddy. What the hell happened?
No, I get what we're doing here. Keep going. That's fine.
Refuse to let you be the straight man tonight, Tony. Screw you.
Well, let me tell you guys something. Chris Platt has something to say.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's time for me to ask you guys some more questions, but this time you're going to have to answer them in a written form. I hope everybody's got their pen and paper ready, because it's time for Answer My Question Trivia.
You want answers?
Answer my question!
You want answers?
The question, jerk!
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
All right. The topic. Do you remember WWE in December? These questions are about
WWE. That was a question, though, so my answer was no. Continue.
These questions.
Well, there's 1 point for Andrew.
No. No. Wrong.
Knows how questions work.
I have the scoreboard. I have the scoreboard. There are clearly no points for Andrew.
Excuse me. Lawyered.
He's out of his jurisdiction. He's
it's
out of his jurisdiction.
It's kind of like saying that Austin and Owens didn't have a match at WrestleMania 38. It
not at all. That's why everyone's out of their jurisdiction. Ray, stop it, you son of a biscuit. Ray. All right. They behaved all show. I'll give them that one. So do you remember WWE in December? These are all questions about WWE pay-per-view/PLEs in the month of December. Here we go. You're going to have...
I'm surprised you didn't sing that, like, what is it, Earth, Wind, and Fire? Like, do you remember WWE in December?
We need Chris Platt to jump on and sing.
Yeah, shit. Even if it's a little pitchy, like we still need Chris Platt in general.
All right, here we go. You threw me off by doing Earth, Wind, and Fire, Andrew. Good for you.
Another point for Andrew. Thank you. I win again. All right,
your first question. Your first question. What was the first pay-per-view held in the month of December?
And this is like the In Your House level or after In Your House is over?
What was the first pay-per-view held in the month of December in WWE? This is all main WWE. I'll answer your question after the music is off. All right, little confusion there. What's that, Greg?
Do we need the year or just the name of the pay-per-view?
Just the name of the pay-per-view.
Okay,
that's
good.
All we need. So the first, I'm giving you guys a little. Anybody who doesn't have an answer or might want to change their answer, I'm going to just give you a couple seconds while I reread the question. What was the first pay-per-view in WWE history ever held in the month of December? Okay. So everybody good with their answers? Everybody, Greg, you're locked in. AJ's locked in. Dave locked in. Andrew, Ray. Okay, Ray, your answer?
In Your House, Christmas Chaos.
Andrew.
Pro Wrestling Noah, Joyful Gift.
Okay, you didn't even have an answer there. Dave, did you write anything down?
I wrote down Armageddon.
Okay, AJ?
In Your House, 34th Street. I also put 1997.
Okay, Greg, do you want to tell everybody what the first pay-per-view ever in December was?
I also went with Armageddon, so we'll see.
With a question mark.
No, the year was 1989, and the pay-per-view was No Holds Barred, the match, the movie. There were
look at you.
God.
You bought the pay-per-view, you watched the movie, and then you got five matches afterwards, and that was the first ever pay-per-view.
What's that smell?
Held in December. So for all of you,
you know what that smell was?
No point.
Because I'll say it because I'm not the one doing trivia. That was total BS.
That's right.
All right, guys. I need you to put your thinking caps on because here comes question number two. What was the
I'd like to buy a vowel.
What was the second ever?
That's Wheel of Fortune music.
Thank you for doing the doo-doo-doo-doo like Chris did.
Yes, for Greg, Chris. That's for Chris.
Whoever that was.
I didn't even think it just came out.
Yes, Chris would do that. Okay, what was the second ever pay-per-view in WWE history held in the month of December? I feel like Andrew's just going to give us smart-ass answers for every question and not write anything down. But Ray, what have you written down for us?
In Your House, Kicking Quanzo.
Okay, no, that's clever. I can't reveal whether that's right or wrong yet, but it's definitely wrong. Andrew?
I'm going to be very mad if it's Armageddon, I promise. I'm going to be
Andrew?
So upset.
The Hanukkah Hardcore Classic.
Okay, that's in the running to be wrong as well. Dave.
Dude, I wish that was the easiest.
I am not sure if this was December or not, but I'm going with this Tuesday in Texas.
That's interesting. Ooh. AJ?
Muted. Huh. I watch enough of the Taker podcast. I also put down this Tuesday in Texas.
Greg, what did you put down?
I put down, I believe it was the fifth In Your House. Season's Beatings, unless that was a Clash of the Champions, then I'm fucked. But
it was this Tuesday in Texas. The year was 1991. AJ, Dave, ring-a-ding-ding. A point for each. You are both co-leaders as we head to question number three.
Get, Can I get half?
Thank you, 6 feet under.
You can get nothing. It wasn't in your house.
You're going to get a half because it was in Texas? Is that what you're saying, Ray?
Yeah, can I get a half because I live
can I get a half because I live in Texas?
Question three. There it is.
I've heard of it.
All right, gentlemen. The first in your house in December was in 1995. What was it called?
I'm sorry, Dunn.
Andrew, what's your answer?
I saw Mommy pinning Santa Claus.
All right, Ray.
Saw Mommy pegging Ray. Santa Claus?
Wait, Ray, what do you got?
But pegging works too. I mean,
what do you got, Ray?
I said to pegging. That's better. That's a better answer. Thank you.
What do you got, Ray?
Me?
Ray.
In your house, Festivus on a pole.
All right.
No,
Dave.
No, Seasons Beatings.
Okay, you got Seasons Beatings, Dave?
Yeah, I went with Seasons Beatings as well.
Okay, AJ?
I didn't think it was Seasons Beatings, so I said In Your House Winter Wonder Brawl.
Greg, what was it in 1995? It was...
Seasons Beatings, the thing I said last question.
Beatings, he gave it away and I no-sold it, and AJ got fucked because of it.
I don't care.
Hey, you're still in it. There are plenty of putos left, so cuidado, okay, folks? Cuidado.
Plenty of bitches? Plenty of
bitches?
Wait, we
speak
Spanish, dog. What are you doing?
Si! Also,
wrong show.
Puntos, not putos.
Si? No. You did puntos. Not say puntos. You said
putos.
I said puntos. I said puntos.
There was no punto calm. It was puto calm.
I can promise you. I can promise you one of two things are true. I can promise you one of two things are true. Either I said puntos or I will have said puntos. So, yeah, I'm right either way.
Como se dice I fucked up in Espanol?
Cállate puta. That's how I say it.
Ah, sí.
So, Dave leads 2 to Greg's 1, to AJ's 1, to Ray's 1 as we head into the fourth question. Here we go. Question 4 here. And remember December WWE pay-per-view. In 1998, the first December pay-per-view that was held outside of the United States happened. There's 2 points possible here. What was the name of that pay-per-view? And where was it held? WWE pay-per-view, December 98, held outside of the United States. What was the name? What was the year? Or what was the, What was the city? Sorry. Name the country, that's fine. Andrew, where did this mythically happen in 1998? And what was
it
called?
A very Canadian Christmas, Charlie Brown. I don't fucking know.
Oh, did you have a guess as to where in Canada?
I'll say Toronto, because that's popular.
Okay. Ray, what do we got here? 1998, December.
Insurrection, and I want to say it was in Glasgow.
Okay,
Dave. I know it was in the UK. I just can't remember if it was Glasgow or Cardiff.
Dave?
I went with Armageddon in Toronto, because why not?
All right. AJ?
Thank God I watch more wrestling trivia than anything in this entire group. It is actually Capital Carnage. It was in the UK, but I can't remember exactly where.
Greg?
I'm hoping that it's... not that one, and it's In Your House. I believe Rock Bottom. I said Canada. You said city, so I'm going with Vancouver.
Oh, you know what?
It's Rock Bottom.
Was it the Calgary Christmas Classic? We're going for all the C's?
Have a little discussion here. Give me 2 minutes if you guys can have a little side banter. I need to look something up because I may
side
not
banter?
Have specific
sidebar,
enough
sidebar.
Here.
Okay. So, sidebar, we need to speak to the judge. All right, overruled, whatever.
Overruled? Dave, is he overruled?
I don't know.
Sustained.
Oh shit! You
I mean, we already know.
Tunney's got a side piece, and yeah.
He started with Andrew started with 2 points. Technically, he's tied with Ray at the moment.
Good lawyering. Right? Good lawyering. Yes. Okay. I'm not stoned enough for this right now, so what are we going to do?
I could not tell. A very Canadian Christmas, Charlie Brown.
It's all WWE-centric questions. What am I going to do? I have to live the gimmick. I'm the Japan guy or the TNA guy. None of that says WWE.
I mean, that's true. I'm expecting, as soon as he said, like, WWE history, I'm like, I swear to fucking God, if you throw WCW because they bought him out.
I messed up by saying not outside of North America. So we got to give points to Rock Bottom and Canada, and we got to give points to Capital Carnage and London. Shit. So anybody who put any of those things down will get points. So that's Dave, AJ and Greg both get 2 points, I believe, there.
I technically said Canada.
You did say Toronto, though.
Toronto, is it?
No, what did you, say Canada, Greg, or what did you say?
I said Vancouver.
And that's correct. And AJ, you said UK.
Capital Carnage.
And you said just UK. Carnage, you didn't name a city. You said UK. I said the country was fine. It was in London. So if anybody said London, Vancouver, Capital Carnage, or Rock Bottom, you got a point. They each got two.
Yeah, those both for December.
I got 4 points.
All right, that's okay, guys. There is plenty of time left, even though there is only one question left. Currently, Andrew, surprisingly, you don't have any points, and I don't know how you've been the most entertaining. Been the most entertaining player on the show. You are like Turd Ferguson levels of entertainment here.
Damn right, I appreciate it. I will take the rapist for 500, Trebek.
That's
go
the therapist. You're gonna get the therapist.
Oh.
Take but anal butt
heading,
instead. God,
heading into the last question of the night. And don't worry, if we tie, I do have a tiebreaker question that is guaranteed to break the tie. But Dave,
but no one's wearing a tie.
It's now.
Dave is back out of the lead. He trails AJ and Greg are in the lead at 3. Dave with 2. Ray still within striking distance at 1. And honestly, even Andrew could win if he tried here. We'll see.
that's the operative word.
Bold statement.
Is it about Japan?
Shit!
Look at the adjective.
If this is the
play.
Tussle in Tokyo, I might know it. So watch out. The tussle question. In the Tokyo Dome, 6 stars, you know? Fucking A.
Number 5. The 9th and final Armageddon pay-per-view, which you all seem to love for a, you know, go-to answer, was held in 2008. Listen closely. There are 5 possible points. The World Heavyweight title was successfully defended by submission, and the WWE title changed hands by pinfall in a triple threat. Armageddon in 2008. The World Heavyweight title was successfully defended by submission, and the WWE in a triple threat changed hands by pinfall. You guys got those 2 matches? There's 5 participants. I don't need you to tell me who was the champ, who was in what match. I just need you to tell me the 5 participants who were in those 2 matches. I'll play this twice. You guys have a minute. You can only write down 5. Armageddon. A one-on-1 match. The title was retained, and that champion retained it by submission. In the triple threat, the title changed hands. Andrew, for 5 points, who are your favorite New Japan wrestlers of all time?
Okay, Shinsuke Nakamura, Antonio Inoki. No. I'll you said submission, and it's 2008, so I'll just throw out 5 names. That's all I have to say. I'll say Triple H, Jericho, Edge, Benoit, and Jeff Hardy. Have fun.
Right, you remember, You remember yours. You remember yours.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, you got them written down?
I do. We're all going to have the triple threat match. It was Hardy, Edge, and Triple H. We all know that.
Oh.
I don't remember the other match. So I just went with Orton and Cena.
Great.
Cena got fair. Two world heavyweight title reigns.
I mean, Orton, Cena, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, Taxes is probably Orton, Cena.
So, Ray. All right. Let me see what you got there again.
Don't tell us the numbers yet.
Okay. Yeah. AJ?
So the WWE, like Ray said, we all got right. Edge, Triple H, and Jeff Hardy, who won the championship at that point. The world heavyweight, I was thinking submission too. I put Y2J. Originally, I had Shawn Michaels, but that was September. So I just said, fuck it, Cena's got to win it at some point, right?
All right.
Damn. So I have Y2J, Cena, Edge, Hunter, Hurst, Helmsley, and Jeff Hardy.
Dave?
I don't have all that, but I've got John Cena, Shawn Michaels, Randy Orton, Edge, Triple H.
Greg, what do you got?
I think I got four. I got Triple H, John Cena, Edge, Chris Jericho, and I have Batista, which is probably supposed to be Jeff Hardy since everyone else seems to think it's Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy did win that match. AJ is our champion, 8-7 over Greg. Ray and Dave coming in with 5 points. John Cena beat Chris Jericho by submission, and Jeff Hardy won the match by pinfall, defeating the reigning champion Edge with Triple H in the match as well. So for you, AJ... Congratulations, my friend.
Fucking winning December off of trivia. Capital Carnage.
The bonus tiebreaker question was, does anybody know the pay-per-view that's happened the most in December?
TLC?
Yes.
TLC, yeah.
How many times?
It's Armageddon, just seven. Because.
Armageddon happened...
eight.
Armageddon happened 9 times. TLC happened 12 times.
Holy shit, okay.
The last TLC paper.
Are you also counting tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs? Because that was one of the pay-per-views they have.
You stop it right now, AJ. You stop that shit.
I'm not
He's
wrong.
He's the trivia guy
I'm
for
the
a reason.
I know you're not wrong.
For a reason, damn it.
Can we talk about how TNA once put Genesis in December and Final Resolution in January?
We're also not going to cover King of the Mountain tonight.
About the rules
but
of King of the Mountain.
So no. See, notice how
NXT
I just
did a King of the Mountain match. They just made it a fucking Iron Man match. Those bitches. They
That's a much better match. Come on now. That's a much better
it's
match.
The same match. It's
There's no ladder where you have to rehang the title. Come on now.
A reverse ladder match, an Iron match. It's the same bottle of fucking.
Iron Spy was a damn good match.
How do you and I was reverse ladder match.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad, Greg. I'm just saying it's the same fucking match.
They damn sure steal the penalty box concept from them. I will say that.
Oh, they 100% stole that penalty box concept.
Especially who was it? Vaquer that hit like the crossbody off the top of the fucking penalty box.
It's been done a few times. I know Tiffany's dragged
that. That or Obafemi destroying Ethan Page in the penalty
box. Oh, he just
like,
kills
oh,
people.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Tony can't participate because he doesn't watch NXT. Sorry, buddy.
Or TNA.
Or
oh,
TNA.
Well, oh, let's.
So, oh God, when TNA and NXT
shit, hold on.
Actually,
let
like,
me,
kind of crossed over,
let me,
you hated
let me,
that, didn't you?
Let me, hey, let me wrap this show up so I can go catch up. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Man, he had to avoid Joe Hendry twice.
That's hard because Hendry's been everywhere except the fucking champion because TNA's got the foresight of a fucking imbecile.
All right. I'm not hanging around for this. I won't stop until I'm heard. This is Holiday Hijinks, and I had a great time. I'm glad everybody joined us. Let's start with Dave Ungar of Attitude of Aggression. Let everybody know what's going on with you and what's coming up.
Well, coming up is going to be the 10th annual Swaggy Awards. AJ, what is the subtitle for these episodes?
Decade of Dadass.
That's right. That is exactly what we're doing for the Swaggy Awards for the 10th anniversary. That is coming up soon. We'll get back to the Big Five project since obviously Tunney needs to pay closer attention to what the hell we're talking about because he doesn't remember anything.
Just be happy I keep showing up to all this shit.
I know. And 1995 is really going to test your mettle, sir. That is all I can
say. I meant the chair shot, not just your show. Sorry there. I didn't mean to dime you out.
That's right. Tunney's all like, can we just go to 96? I'm like, no.
Well, that too.
Yeah. You can find me, follow us on X and Blue Sky at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And as I like to say to my good friend Ray Cash, there's always hope.
Man, how loud me and Hope gonna pay these bills, my dog? That's all I'm saying.
Pandora left it in that fucking box for a reason.
Ray, he threw you out there. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know what's going on at It's Ray Cash.
Well, I have a secret.
Yeah. Oh,
what's the secret?
Begin the 2025. We're coming back with front and center, wrap it back up.
Nice.
So that should look. Keep your peepers peeping and your ears earing for that.
We're drunk enough.
Nah, it's fine. Makes sense. It's in English.
But I hope you all have a very happy Hanukkah. Have a kicking Kwanzaa, even though nobody even knows what the fuck that is or when it is. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Festivus to the rest of us, my boy Tiny, the Seinfeld guys. Follow me on Elon's what I'll call it, Elon's tax write off at the Real C Platt.
AJ, what's going on with you, brother?
Not much. Doing some last minute shopping. Don't forget, like Tony said in the beginning of the show, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Last minute shopping. It's really good in soft style.
Yeah. So but, when you go to your holiday party, just take a screenshot of it on your phone and be like, oh, you should get this in a week. This is your present, right? Is that what
we're exactly.
Doing? Perfect. Done.
But now you can follow me. I know Ray says Elon Musk tax write off. I say Elon Musk cesspool because that's what fucking Twitter is. At Phenomenal AJB.
At the same time.
At Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. I know right now with my work being a pain in the ass, I haven't been present for DWI, but we're working on it. We're yelling at the man, and I don't mean Becky Lynch, but I'll be back. You'll be hearing some trivia from the real trivia from the Trickster.
Andrew,
way to minimize your efforts there, Tony. Thank you, AJ. Good job.
You're welcome, Dave.
He forgets
just
who,
for that.
He forgets
just for that. The next time you're on the show, you're gonna get the first guess at a question.
He forgets.
Just give me a bonus point, okay?
He forgets who gives him things, Dave. He forgets, Andrew.
Hey, the shovel needs to be used by multiple people. It can't just be Triple H or you, so it's fine. I don't know. Twix, IWC War Chief. Have fun with that.
It's a sledgehammer.
Shovel, sledgehammer. It's all fun. He just goes into his garage and picks up whatever fuck he wants and hits people with it. It's great. But yeah, TNA ain't doing shit because they're just running clip shows and highlight shows and really lame award shit for the last couple weeks. Because they give people the time off, which is nice. They give the holidays off, but it doesn't help for the coverage aspect. So he's nice, but he's annoying. So hey, what you gonna do? Nippon Image, you know. So yeah, have fun. Catch me on the NFL show, the oblong ball foot show, because we love our oblong balls on our feet.
Great name, Greg. Follow that.
So, I know, right? How do I follow the Oblong Foot Show? At Greg DeMarco 44 on all forms of your social media until I change it again, which I've thought about.
Including OnlyFans for your personal foot show or no?
Maybe by the time this airs. I don't know.
Oh, look at that. All right.
Merry Christmas to Greg.
Man, you can make a lot of money selling feet, even if you have like man
he
feet.
Just
like
slowly removes the Christmas stocking and it's just foot. It's like, ooh, who's been naughty and now, nice?
You've been hired as a director and producer of my
director and producer of my feet.
I'll travel to New Jersey once a month to film, and then we'll make enough money to retire. Obviously, Patrick and I will be back on the podcasting train come the new year. Very excited about that. I intend to write more. It's one of my New Year's resolutions, so keep an eye open for that. And for those of you who might be in or around the Phoenix, Arizona area in January or February, we do have two IZW events coming up. January the 10th here in Phoenix at Bullshooters. That one's free. It's been a goal of mine to put on a free show for the people for like 2 years now, and we finally pulled it off between sponsors and the building letting us do it and all of that. So we do a free event. Tickets have been claimed like crazy, so we're going to hit a fire code issue soon. But that's very exciting. And then February 22nd, our annual extravaganza called Monster, which is featuring Frankie Kazarian returning to IZW for the first time since 2007, where he will wrestle the Navajo Warrior on the first stop of the Navajo Warrior Retirement Tour. And if God is on the side of IZW, Joe Hendry will beat Nick Nemeth for the TNA World Championship. Frankie Kazarian will cash in, and this way we had Nick Nemeth TNA World Champion in November, and then we could have Frankie Kazarian TNA World Champion in February. So my fingers are crossed.
You're like the fucking NXT of TNA.
I know, right? IZWTix.com if anybody wants tickets.
Did Nemeth force you to name the Looks That Kill show after a Motley Crue song, no, or was that just your idea and then you tied it in?
That was our idea. We actually, if you look at our history, most of our shows are named after song titles. I mean, we did Shot Through the Heart this year. We have Psycho Circus every year. Mm-hmm. We have Motley, which is a Kiss album. We did Wanted Dead or Alive. We do them all. No, Nick Nemeth is a big Motley Crue fan. And so we were sitting there running down a list of Motley Crue song names, trying to come up with one. Because we couldn't do Kickstart My Heart because we just did Shot Through the Heart back in May. And I was like, we can't do any. There's no good Motley Crue song. And my business partner was like, Looks That Kill. And I was like, that's it. And we just ran with it. So
Girls, Girls, Girls is a good women's show.
Yeah, for the 1989. by the way, the NWA then stole the name and used it for their December pay-per-view. And that's actually been confirmed for me from somebody in the business that they did, in fact, get the idea from our show.
Hey, Greg, really? Livewire would be a good title for a show, buddy.
I agree. And Wildside after the fact. Livewire and Wildside are both show names that we could potentially use in the future.
How about Bare Naked Ladies? New Tattoo
wouldn't be terrible if you go for more newer, obscure shit.
Which one?
Late 90s, New Tattoo.
Maybe, yeah. We are sponsored. One of our sponsors is a tattoo company. So,
I mean, Shout at the Devil will only offend a few people. So let's go.
That was actually on the list.
He's in Arizona. It's not Utah.
That's true.
We did vote red this time, so it's possible.
I got it. 10 seconds. IZW, 10 seconds to love. That might work.
IZW.
The first ever 10-second sprint match.
Slippery when wet. There we go.
I guess White Punks on Dope wouldn't really work as a good show.
We don't do those kind of shows.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
GCW and CCW.
Holiday Hijinks has concluded. I want to thank Greg DeMarco, AJ Velez, Andrew Velez, Dave Ungar, Ray Cash, everybody that does ChairShot Radio Network. Make sure you check out all your favorite streaming platforms, thechairshot.com and prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Happy holidays!
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.